Q&A questions and answers. Note: responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question: I feel like I don't have much in common with the other guys in my quorum. How can we build more unity? Response from New Era: the church is built on unity, and that unity needs to start within its wards and branches, down to each priesthood quorum. Well, when all the members of the quorum are so diverse in their interests and goals, promoting unity seems like a difficult task. Alma teaches that there should be no contention, but that we should look forward with one eye, having one faith and one baptism, having our hearts knit together in unity. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 21. You probably know the why of unity, but the difficulty is the how. And true to the faith, we learn that we can build unity by serving together, teaching one another, and encouraging one another. Pages 182 through 183. The first thing you can do is to become friends with the members of your quorum. Learn what they like to do and respect their differences. When you plan activities, try to plan them so you can teach each other and learn about everyone's different interests. Support and encourage each member as he reaches toward his goals. Serving together can also be a great way to build unity. You can serve the other young man or ask them to help you serve others. Counsel together about your priesthood responsibilities to become united in purpose. Once you start becoming more unified, you will notice greater blessings. You will be able to lift and encourage one another and provide more service. You will also become united in the Lord and have a better understanding of Him. But mostly, you will see how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Psalm 133, verse 1.
Response from readers. Build each other up. Make sure that every member of the quorum is one in hope, doctrine, charity, faith, and so forth. Then, no matter what differences you may see now, you will see other great sons of God helping you in the work of the Lord and building each other up. Jordan O., 16, Florida, USA.
Focus on faith in Christ. The first principle of this gospel is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you and your quorum members strive to have faith in Christ at the center of your lives, then you actually have a great deal in common. Exercising this faith together will help you feel love and respect for each other. Daryl L., age 18, Manchester, England. Enjoy having fun together. I found that one way to strengthen your quorum unity is by having your quorum over to do awesome things like watch movies and play games. Christopher K., age 14, Alaska, USA.
Find things in common. You could plan activities for each person, and you probably will find something in common. This will bring more unity in your quorum because you will know what your quorum members like and how to work with them. Nathan C., 16, Utah, USA.
Get together. I feel that the best way to build unity at the quorum level is to hold activities outside of the regular Sunday lessons and weeknight activities. A bowling night, a party, or a service project can really help bring the quorum together. Once you start having fun with everyone, you'll probably realize that you have a lot more in common with them than you thought. Daniel C., 17, Louisiana, USA.
Include the quorum in your life. One way you can feel more a part of the quorum is to interact with the other members. Try to talk to them about what they like to do. Another way to feel welcome is to hang out with them and try to become their friend. Include them in your life rather than waiting for them to include you in their lives. Aaron T., 18, Arizona, USA.
Treat each other like friends. My quorum is split among four high schools, so we don't see each other a lot during the week. But we still are a very close group. We do activities with each other outside of church stuff. We get together and play games, go on group dates, get food, see movies, that kind of stuff. We treat each other like friends. Food helps, too. Andrew O., 18, New Mexico, USA.
Do activities. You could do activities together that aren't church-related, like having a less active member spend an evening with you, or going to a movie with another member who isn't close to you. As long as you have the Spirit with you, He'll guide and lead you. Jonathan M., age 18, Mississippi, USA.
Make memories. Look for common interests and make memories together. Keep in touch outside of church. Go to activities together and talk about what's going on in the branch or ward. The more time you spend together, the more you will find you have in common with each other. Michael H., 16, New York, USA.
Sidebar: United in Righteousness. I have learned over the years that the strength in a quorum doesn't come from the number of priesthood holders in it, nor does it come automatically from the age and maturity of the members. Rather, the strength of a quorum comes in large measure from how completely its members are united in righteousness. That unity in a strong quorum of the priesthood is not like anything I've experienced in an athletic team or club or any other organization in the world. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, A Priesthood Quorum, Ensign, November 2006, page 43. Next question. I have a problem with not forgetting past mistakes after I've repented. What can I do to feel at peace? Send your answer by October 15, 2011. Go to newera.lds.org, click Submit Material, and then select Questions and Answers. You can also write to us at newera@ldschurch.org or New Era Q&A Past Mistakes, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, USA. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A, Questions and Answers.